friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. And this is Lesson 5, Psalm 124, God is our help in trouble. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that we can count on you. Many times we find ourselves in trouble, sometimes minor, sometimes deep, deep trouble. Oh God, we come to you and trust you that you will take us by the hand and pull us out of the pits we find ourselves in to a level place with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Some people see themselves as self-made men or self-made women. They brag on their hard work and their cleverness. They exalt themselves. David, however, was different. He understood that it was God who had given him gifts as a leader, and his victories and escapes were not just luck or due to his skill, but God himself looking out for him, Yahweh's salvation. This psalm of thanksgiving is attributed to David himself. Let me read Psalm 124, 1 through 8 from the English Standard Version. A Song of Ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. When we come upon a psalm attributed to David, it's almost irresistible to try to figure out the incident of his life that prompted this psalm, these insights. And so we look for clues such as this one. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. There are two periods of David's life where he was being chased like prey. First, when jealous King Saul pursues him. Later, when David's own son Absalom steals the heart of the men of Israel, turns them against David, and then tries to hunt him down so he can reign as undisputed ruler of Israel in place of his father. Perhaps the psalmist here is the older David, recalling both periods of his life when he was on the run. But I'm inclined to see this psalm fitting better into the period when Saul is chasing David through the rugged hill country of Judah, since the psalm speaks of narrow escapes. You know the story. David defeats Goliath and goes on to have an outstanding military career. The women of Israel sing of the handsome young warrior. Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Though David is completely loyal to Saul, the Lord's anointed, Saul becomes insanely jealous and seeks to kill him. Saul plots to capture him in his own house, but he escapes out a window and runs for the hills, beginning a years-long ordeal of hiding and running. He and his men find a cave or rocky fastness in the Judean hills, only to have someone report the location, forcing them to move. Sometimes Saul brings out his whole army against David. This goes on and on until Saul is killed in battle with the Philistines. Verses 1 and 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Perhaps David's escapes from Saul provide the historical context of the psalm. But whatever its context, the phrase, let Israel now say, indicates its use as an Israelite community psalm to remember all the times the people have been in danger and have seen the Lord deliver them. If the Lord had not been on our side, more literally for us, when people rose up against us, we would have been destroyed. This thought is echoed elsewhere, Psalm 118:6. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? There is a danger, of course, in assuming that God is on your side. History is replete with leaders who have wrapped their cause in the cloak of religion as a pretext to annihilate armies of other Christian nations. We humans have an ugly way of justifying our sins. It is much better to ask, am I on God's side? Verses 2 to 5. When people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. David describes his enemies as attacking. His enemies physically rise up and attack him and his comrades. Verse 2. Then angry, his enemies' anger burns against him and his followers. Verse 3. And then trapping by stealth. David talks about escaping from a trap, such as the snare of the fowlers, a trap for birds, which were commonly captured for food in the Bible days. It appears that David and his men had almost been captured. He also uses several metaphors to describe the extent of their deadly perils. Swallowed alive would suggest being consumed by a ravenous animal. Engulfed or swept over or swept away suggests being drowned and carried away in a flash flood or tsunami. Prey to their teeth comes back to the metaphor of his enemies as ferocious beasts. David has described a life and death series of close calls and escapes, but in verse 7 he exults in the Lord's deliverance. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. It has been a scary, dangerous time, but the Lord has prevailed and rescued David and his band. Praise the Lord. The psalmist concludes the short psalm with a resounding declaration, verse 8, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Help is the noun ezer, help, from a verb that often refers to military help or assistance. We saw something very similar in Psalm 121, 2 on day 2. Yahweh is not some weak national god. He is the creator of it all. Verse 2, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Indeed, help and helper are some of the beloved titles of God in the Psalms and elsewhere. Let me read a few. Psalm 10:14. "To you the helpless commits himself, for you have been the helper of the fatherless." Psalm 22:19. "But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid." Psalm 40:17. "You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God." Psalm 54:4. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life." Then Hebrews 13, quoting Psalm 118:6. "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Often I hear people quote the proverb, "The Lord helps those who help themselves," as if it were in the Bible. It isn't. No, the Lord helps those who look to him in trust for deliverance, and then are obedient to do what the Lord shows them. He is our helper, our protector, our deliverer, but not our servant. Rather, we are his servants, and because of that, he takes responsibility to look out for us. We can be threatened by dangerous enemies who seek to do us grievous harm, but when God is on our side, when he is looking out for us, he can fully and completely deliver us, even though our enemies are stronger than we. He is our Savior, our rescuer, when no one else can help. One day a baby was born in Bethlehem. Joseph named him Jesus, which means salvation, because the angel had told him, "He will save his people from their sins." This baby grew up to be a man who declared, "The kingdom of God is at hand." The religious authorities felt threatened and made sure that he was killed. But in God's plan, this Jesus boy was sent to be a ransom for the sins of all. This Jesus is our Savior, our Deliverer, the one who was our helper when we could not help ourselves. God is on our side. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. No matter what crisis you face, my friend, he is there to deliver you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you have decided to be our protector, our helper. If it weren't for you delivering us from our sins, where would we be? Thank you. Thank you for caring about us. Thank you for humbling yourself to come as a man to take our place on the cross. Thank you for rising from the dead on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Day 5 meditation based on Psalm 124. Think back on your own life. In what circumstances have you seen God deliver you from danger from others, even from danger from yourself? How do you explain God's undeserved love towards you? What undeserving person comes to mind who can be the object of your love and mercy? May God bless you as you serve. Amen.